evening, everyone. This is Brother Brandon coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas, with another live devotional for you. And it's good to be here. And for a second, I almost forgot what I was going to say, so I had to think about that for a second. But it is good to be here this evening. And today's devotional is entitled Turned Into Hell. And so as you know, before I begin, as you see, I have a brand new background. I have the American flag and the Christian flag up in my background, and that kind of tells you where I stand. I stand on the Word of God and for my nation, God and country. And I think that's important, especially now. And what we're seeing is we don't just see an attack on our freedoms or rights, but we also see an attack on both American values as well as the American flag, as well as coming soon Bible Christianity. And so we're going to go ahead, and before we dive into this devotional tonight, I want us to read a passage of scripture here. So if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Psalm chapter 9, and we're going to read from verse 17. Again, that's Psalm 9:17. It says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." So you see, you don't just see an individual or group of individuals, but you also see it also says nations. So it's not just talking about just the wicked people. It's also talking about wicked nations and nations that have forsaken God. Okay? So, as you know, probably back in the late 60s, America has decided to kick God out of schools. And that eventually leached into kicking God out of not just schools, but public places, and then out of our country. But here's the thing, though. Okay, so we're starting this, we see this progression over the years. Okay, so now we are in 2020. Okay, our nation has allowed, sodomy, our nation has allowed abortion, it has allowed idol worship, it has allowed all these things. Okay? God says that sodomy is an abomination. God says not to do it. And it's unclean. God also tells us that it is nature itself that even teaches us that things like sodomy are wrong. We see abortion is not just a thing that society has accepted, but they have accepted murder is what it is. Abortion is murder. We see that now with Black Lives Matter, and we also see with Antifa. Now, these two groups are not just friendly, let's just kumbaya kind of group. Okay? BLM and Antifa are both very much domestic terrorist organizations. They're doing it. The stuff they do, they're doing so they can burn down the American way. Okay? The American flag, the American way, the American system. They want to demolish it. They want it gone. But it won't stop there. Once that's gone, that the Bible Christianity will eventually be outlawed and will be frowned upon and will be labeled as a hate group, a group full of hateful people. And the truth of the matter is, Bible Christianity is not hateful. We are not a hateful people. Okay? If we hated, if we wanted to be a hateful group of people, we wouldn't be calling out sin as it is. If we wanted to be a hateful, bigoted group of people, we would be just like your typical average Democrat. And your typical average Democrat is not the Democratic Party from, like, back in the 40s and 50s. The Democratic Party now is extreme left, extreme socialists. They have connection with Planned Parenthood. They have connections with the KKK. They have connections with all these racist, bigoted groups. Okay? And Bible Christianity is not about hate. As a matter of fact, Jesus says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as thyself. These two hang all the law and the prophets. Now you might say, well, that might be fine and all, but, you know, you're still a bunch of bigoted, racist people because you're against this and this and this and this. Let me tell you something. God says, be holy as I am holy. And there are things, there are sins that God will not tolerate sin. He's eventually going to punish sin, whether people like it or not. Okay? God will punish sin. He's not going to let it go unpunished. The wicked will have their day. It may seem like they might be getting away with it, but the wicked will have their day. So as we read in today's verse, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. We have decided as a nation to commit lewdness, to commit folly, to commit fornication, idolatry, to murder, to steal, to destroy, and to kick God out of our nation. We as a nation have made that decision to kick God out of our nation. And guess what? Now in 2020, now we have thugs. We have terrorists going around burning our cities, looting, killing, and destroying. Our nation is starting to turn into hell. And we have no one to blame but ourselves as a nation. Listen up. I want you all to listen to me very carefully, and I want you all to listen good. This nation needs to repent of her sins. churches, you need to repent of your sins. Pastors, you need to repent of your sins. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, seek my face, and pray, then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and heal their land. That verse is talking about God's people. The church needs to repent for what they've done. Not the whole church entirety, but the churches. There are churches that need to repent for what they've done. Because if you don't, and if you don't, if you continue doing what you're doing, and if you continue to not voice voice what you say, and if our politicians continue to getting as corrupt as they are, this whole nation is going to burn with fire. And God is going to allow that. We as a nation are being turned into hell because we have some of the most sick, demented, moronic pedophiles in Washington, D.C., as well as the news media, business tycoons, and as well as Hollywood. A lot of them, and most of them, are a bunch of pedophiles torturing innocent kids and killing them just for the sake of what is called adrenochrome. They get high off that stuff. And we're sitting here wondering why we're in such bad shape as a nation. I think a lot of the church needs to wake up. We need to wake up as a nation. We need to start preaching truth and start speaking out against this stuff. Because I'm going to tell you something. If we don't repent as a nation, God will allow this nation to be destroyed and taken over by a nation in whose tongue we don't understand. Consider the Old Testament. Well, Brandon, the Old Testament doesn't matter anymore. That was back then. Sure, it matters. Everything written in the Old Testament were written to us as in samples. Let's not be naive. Let's not be stupid. Let's not be naive. Let's think about this stuff. Israel rebelled against God over and over again, even in the times of the judges as well as the times of the kings. And guess what? You know where that got them? The Assyrians came in from the north and carried away the northern kingdom. The Babylonians came from the south and carried away, and I believe, was Judah. So Babylon carried away Judah and destroyed Jerusalem. That's what the Babylonians did. So don't be naive and don't think that it couldn't happen here, because it can very well happen here. God is right in what he said. We have forsook God's laws. We have forsook God's commandments. And now we have thugs going around burning our streets. And now people are so fearful that they are bowing their knee to these thugs. That's disgraceful. You have sporting events like the the NFL. I think the NBA wants to do it. I think the NFL is considering it, and then Major League Baseball. You've got people bowing their knee to these thugs. That's what they are. They're thugs. We should not have to put up with this nonsense. And now, we have to fight. We're getting to a point where eventually we will have to fight for that flag. And I'm going to tell you something. It's coming a time where we have to fight for that. And what I mean by that, I'm talking this. The Word of God. One of these days, we'll have to fight. Probably for our faith. And for our freedom. Because right now, our freedoms right now are being under attack. Now, luckily, we still have our Constitution. But we might as well fight while we still have it. We might as well fight for our freedoms while we still have it. Because once that Constitution leaves, we will have no more rights to fight over. So, I want to encourage you tonight. Yes, we are entering into a very perilous time right now. And it's probably going to be something that we've never seen before. But believers, I want to encourage you that if you're truly born again, yes, there's some scary times coming ahead. But I think eventually God will prepare you for that time. So when that time does come, you won't be afraid. God has your best interest in heart. Amen. God has your best interest at heart. For those who are non-believers, I want to encourage you and just let you know that Jesus Christ loves you. He paid that price in full for your sins on the cross. The question I have for you is, are you going to reject him? Or will you choose to repent at your chastisement and accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart and life? And I said chastisement, but let me rephrase that. Will you repent at your conviction? Because if you don't, God will hand you over to a reprobate mind. And once he hands you over to a reprobate mind, that right there, you will never be able to repent because you have no desire to. So I'm pleading with you, please, don't ignore the Lord's calling. He loves you so much. He was whipped. He was scourged. He had a thorn of crown shoved on his head. They gave him a reed, a rod. They put cloths around him and started mocking him, bowing down to him and mocking him at the same time. He suffered under Pontius Pilate and was forced to carry his own cross up on that hill. And then the Roman centurions took those nails and nailed him to that cross. They parted his vesture. He was crucified amongst two thieves. One of them mocked. One of them acknowledged that they were sinful and believed on Christ and on his deathbed. And Jesus said, "Today ye shall be with me in paradise." Then he descended down and witnessed to the captives in jail and set the captives free. He went to the lower parts of the earth. And on the third day, he resurrected. And guess what? He's coming again. And the next time he comes again, he's going to come and defeat the armies of the Antichrist. And he's going to toss everyone into the lake of fire. And Jesus Christ is going to destroy the armies of the Antichrist with the sword of his mouth, which is his word. His word is like a double-edged sword, piercing and knows, and it knows the thoughts and intents of your heart. So I want to encourage you to repent of your sins and turn to Christ and put your faith and trust in what he did for you at the cross. Because as we read today in our verse, the wicked and all the nations that forget God will be turned into hell. So I beg and plead, don't be one of those that will be turned into hell. Because it's not God's will for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. Amen. Listen, guys, I love you. Appreciate you guys. But this stuff needs to be said because nobody else wants to say it. Nobody. Nobody wants to say it. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to even mention it, but keep quiet. And that is doing a disservice to everybody. So let us not be quiet. But I encourage you, let us say something. Stand ye fast in the faith. Stand fast in the faith. Stand fast in the word. Amen. Anyways, I hope that was I know that's a bit of a lengthy one, and I know that it's kind of difficult to hear that, but it needs to be said. I hope that these things you can take to heart. I hope that these things you can think and dwell on, and I think we need to wake up and we need to start warning people. Because this nation is not going to get any better. And unfortunately, I don't foresee it ever getting better. I pray and hope I'm wrong. I want revival in this nation as much as anybody else. But our nation is far gone because we won't repent. And won't repent. And God has been very, very, very long-suffering, very gracious towards this nation. And eventually, God's going to put his foot down and he's going to say, enough's enough. And he will send another nation whose tongue that we don't understand to occupy this nation. He will. And eventually it will be something that will be on a global basis. Amen. So anyways, I want you guys to take this to heart. Think about it. Meditate on it. Please don't take my word for it. You know, study your Bibles. And as what Pastor Mike would tell you is, think Bible. And Pastor Mike is right on that. Think Bible. Let's not be presumptuous. Let's not make up things. Let's not assume what could happen. Let's read the Word of God and find out from God what will happen. Amen. So that's going to be it for now. Love you guys. Have a great night. God bless you. And we'll see you later. God bless you guys. See ya. Bye.